you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Kicking off another week of fun here. It's Ian in the studio with you.
And Mark.
And we go right into the phone calls. You can take control and bring up anything. I believe Mike Barsky is calling from Grafton, which is one of the more popular destinations for liberty activists making the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Grafton being a very small town, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, where you don't have zoning regulations and stuff like that to deal with. However, it doesn't mean that you're safely away from the clutches of the evil bureaucracy that will attempt to control as much of your life as they possibly can, even though you're out in the woods. Mike, what's happening out there?
Well, I'm building a store / private club, and part of the store will be selling food, which I've been doing for a few months, and some state agents have recently come in and started to make threats.
When did this transfer? Now, you said you've been doing this, you've been selling the food for a couple of months, and then they just recently came in?
Yeah, we've been building the store itself. The building is for about 3 or 4 months now, and for almost all of that time, I've been selling food out of an RV or a camper, and we've been increasing our menu, and now I actually have two vendors participating with me. So we've grown, and we're selling more and more, and we've been selling the whole time. But only in the last week or so have I put up signs out on the street that make it more visible to passersby.
Ah, I see.
And then yesterday, I believe, a state agent came by and dropped off a piece of paper that none of us accepted, and it said something to the effect of, "You need a license to sell food."
So, just out of curiosity, is this prepared food or is this food that comes in a bag?
Well, the paper didn't say. It was really vague on a number of issues, although it did give cite a particular law, which I didn't bother to look up. So I don't know what that one says, but on her little warning piece of paper, she just wrote, "I saw some open signs and I noticed that you need a license to sell food."
So basically, this is the same old situation where the government people determine that money is being handed over on a voluntary basis, and they get very indignant, very upset when they don't get to get a cut of that business person's money that they are being paid, again, from customers who are voluntarily choosing to purchase those products or services. And so because you put the signage out, they became aware of your existence and have decided they were going to come in and attempt to intimidate you. So I guess you've just shut down the operation at this point, huh?
Yeah, I shut down and I'm moving out of Grafton. Oh, no, that's not what's happening. I'm just continuing as planned, as I was doing. I'm just voluntarily, peacefully transacting business. I sell hot dogs and hamburgers and candy and whatnot, and if someone wants to voluntarily buy one, then we'll do a trade.
Now, of course, the suggestion here is that without the state's permission slip that you're a dangerous individual. Those hot dogs and hamburgers could be poisoned.
Well, they certainly could be, but it does me no good to poison my customers because then I don't have any more customers.
Yeah, but how are we going to know, Mike, that you know what safe food handling techniques are? I mean, don't we need the state agents to come in and test you and, you know, make sure that you know what you're doing there at your grill?
Well, an inspection, some kind of rating system for my level of safety and sanitation would probably be a good idea. I currently don't have one because I'm just cooking out of a camper. My building's not even done yet.
Right.
To be forced to do that is ludicrous. Also, if I was a customer driving along the highway and I see a little hot dog stand or whatever, and I wanted to buy there, and I was concerned about safety, well, I either wouldn't buy there, or I'd ask to see the kitchen myself,
sure,
or ask to see what inspection stickers they've had, or whatever.
Right. You kind of take your chances when you're buying out of a camper. People generally know that you'll get sometimes you get food that's really awesome out of a camper, but you know it's food made in a camper. It's pretty clear. It's not the white coat kitchen, right?
Yeah, and that's actually a good way to put it, because let's say my store was completed, or let's say I was building a restaurant and it was completed and it was really elegant with black tile and nice music and nice curtains and looked really nice. That would really go far to convince someone that the food I was serving was probably safe, even if I didn't have a government inspection sticker.
Indeed.
Yeah, so it's all about the customer and what they want, and if they're uncomfortable with buying from a roach coach or whatever they're called on the side of the road, then that's their choice. They can just drive on by, or like you know, like you said, show them your kitchen if they're concerned. And it's not like you're hiding in where you're making the burgers; you're actually cooking them right out in front of people.
That's correct.
So anybody that wants to eyeball your technique can easily do that. It's really all about revenue and obedience, isn't it?
Yeah, those are the two things. They want a cut of money for every person who's making money, and they want people to remain obedient.
Well, you can tell Mike's out in the woods. He's got that scratchy phone out in the woods sound to his landline. Hey, by the way, there's video footage of some of this. Now, y'all didn't get footage of the actual bureaucrat coming up and threatening you, right?
We didn't. And actually, what happened was the bureaucrat came and did the little paperwork before I even got there that morning.
Mm-hmm.
But no video was taken, and that is not, it's so unfortunate that I'm actually bribing the guys who work on site. I just today offered them a free meal if they capture video of government aggression.
Sweet.
They all have cameras. They're just too lazy to bring them. So I'm trying to entice them to bring them and use them.
Good deal. I hope that works out, because it's probably going to be the case they're going to come back. Now, we're not sure when that's going to happen. Did they give you any sort of timetable or threat as far as you better do this within X amount of time?
No specific threats at all. What happened was, I found out after, some busybody called, and I don't know who they called, and complained, and so a state agent, the state health inspector, health safety department or whatever, drove by, and she dropped off the paperwork. And since then, the state health department has called the town's health officer, or whatever his title is, and asked him to keep an eye on these guys, make sure, or see if they have signs out, and see if they're still selling food. So the state is backhandedly keeping an eye on things, and I suspect it'll only be a matter of days or a week or two before they send cops or more agents with more specific threats.
Now, in the town of Grafton, what does the guy get paid that checks on food preparation? I mean, there's only one business in the whole town besides your own, isn't
it? Maybe that's who called. Maybe.
Oh, I would suspect strongly that that's the case, but I mean, I just can't imagine there's a guy who inspects. There isn't in my town, and my town's bigger.
Yeah, I don't know. I know who it is. I don't know how much he gets paid to do what he does. He might even do it voluntarily because he's a very wealthy person, but I don't know.
So the plan is to have the activists in the area, to have cameras on them in the event that the bureaucrats come back, or when they come back, to possibly threaten you further or maybe take some sort of aggressive, more aggressive act against you. I mean, they're going to try to put you in a cage, Mike. I mean, you know, the whole idea is just so absurd. You're locking somebody up. Someone is going to be locked up in a cage because they dared to serve food to someone who wanted to buy it from them.
That's exactly what's going to happen. I do fortunately have a very great activist neighbors and friends up here, and
yes,
at least one of them has volunteered to run the store once I'm in jail.
So that's fantastic.
Grafton Gulch will continue even once they cage me.
That is heroic. That is excellent activism. And, you know, who would have thought that selling a hamburger would end up being activism? But it is when you decide to not obey, when you decide to non-cooperate with these criminal gangsters who believe they own us and believe they can tell us what to do down to the most minute detail of our lives. It's absolutely ludicrous.
It is.
Mike, I appreciate you calling in to share the story here tonight. Is there anything else that we missed that we didn't cover?
No, but I suspect developments in the next short period of time, so I'll call back with updates as long as I'm able to, and thanks for the show.
And before you go, Mike, what is your what is your drive-by traffic? I'm not talking about liberty activists who live in Grafton Gulch there, in the Free Town Project or whatever. I'm talking about genuine off the road kind of you know, people that you know, have never heard of you before. What kind of traffic are you getting there for your little hot dog stand in the motorhome?
I would say very little at the moment. I have a camper, you know, that you sleep in. It's a little 25-footer, so I'm using that as my kitchen, and I painted it up like a hippie style with, like, grass and a tree and blue clouds and stuff. And I have signs out that, you know, that say hot dogs and hamburgers here and sodas, and I have a big open sign. Now, since I put the signs out about a week ago, I've probably had maybe five people I don't know. Maybe a few more people.
Well,
I don't
people
got
to see it. The word's got to spread, and hopefully you'll be able to stay open long enough for that to happen. And like you said, some activists will pick it up, even if they put you in a cage. So the state's got themselves a little fight on their hands that they decided to pick. And I thank you, Mike, for the call tonight. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away.
Melody!
Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Our website features a lot of different stuff, and we give it all away. One of the many features are our listening options. We've got broadband and dial-up versions of the show. You can listen live, of course, and then if you aren't able to listen live, you want to listen later, well, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is running 24 hours a day on our stream. So head on over to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in online. Of course, the details also on alternative listening methods are there, including our listen lines, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. And additional to that, we've got our satellite channel as well as about 80 radio stations across the country. So head over there to listen.freetalklive.com, and it's brought to you by Quality Rental.
Yeah, Quality. The folks at Quality Rental, they love Free Talk Live so much. The principal over there, Jim Frechette, he plays Free Talk Live in the warehouse while everybody's working. They get to hear Free Talk Live. And so what he wanted to do is he wanted to bring the listen page to you. It's listen.freetalklive.com. And if you happen to be having an event, whether it's a wedding, barbecue, church, bar mitzvah, whatever it is, if it's any kind of gathering, you can go to, and you happen to be in the southern New England area, that's Rhode Island, Connecticut, you know, Massachusetts, maybe even southern New Hampshire, just give them a call there at Quality Rental. It's qualityrental.com to get the number, qualityrental.com.
All right, toll-free numbers, 800-259-9231. We continue taking your calls. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, well, I didn't forget, we just ran out of time in the first segment. Mike Barsky was calling us from Grafton about the state thugs threatening him with violence because he dares to sell food to people without a government permission slip. Because, see, we're all just, you know, basically slaves, and if we don't ask NASA's permission to do something, NASA's going to send his taskmasters to, teach us a lesson. And so that's what they're going to probably end up doing in Grafton, is attacking Mike, personally, and taking away his freedom and putting him in a cage because he dared to cook a hamburger for somebody. Well, more than one hamburger, but nonetheless, he didn't ask permission. And
it hasn't been that darn many hamburgers, and that's the thing. Is
a couple weeks.
Right, he's out in the middle of nowhere serving hamburgers and hot dogs out of an RV to any tired, hungry traveler who wants to come along. So
the government owns it all, Mark. They own everything.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
It would be ridiculous if he was on Main Street in Keene, New Hampshire.
Indeed, but you know, it's not like he's raking it in. These people want some kind of food.
It would be ridiculous if he was raking it in.
That would be higher than the amount that he's made in his first what month?
They don't care about that.
They don't. No.
It's not about how much you're going to make or how much you could make or how little you'll make. It's about you pay the gang first before you do business because they own us. Or at least that's what they'd like us to believe. As more people start acting like free people, like Mike and his friends over there in Grafton, as more people start acting free, then there's going to be very little the state people can do about it. Because there's only so much room in the court system, there's only so much room in jail, and
there's only so many enforcers.
There's that, too. So if they start realizing they're not getting people cooperating and they're not making money off of this, in fact, it's actually going to cost them money to prosecute this man. It's going to cost them money to put him in a jail cell and to go after him. And it's also going to cost them PR, I think, as well, or at least I hope. And what I wanted to point out was you can find out the latest about what happens up there at freegrafton.com. That's how I got the news about what happened with Mike. And I went ahead and reposted it over at Free Keene. But freegrafton.com is the main site to go to for all things Grafton. So I wanted to make sure I got that out there. 800-259-9231. It's our buddy Jason Talley, actually, from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. He's living up there, and he's doing a great job of covering this with his website. Of course, he's over at cdevolution.org. More coming up here with your calls. Darren is on the line in Pennsylvania. Darren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello again, guys.
Hey there, how's what's everybody? On your mind tonight? Just super, what's up?
Well, actually, the same thing as on Saturday. We were talking about non-voting.
Okay.
And one of the things that occurs to me, because I wrote an article on the subject, urging people not to vote, and it seems like people are misinterpreting what I'm trying to say. It's not that I think that by people not voting, all of a sudden the government's going to say, oh, gee, they didn't vote for us, well, let's shut down.
If only
it were that easy.
Yeah,
if it only were that easy, yeah. What I'm trying to get at is that voting is one of the pillars that the support for the government rests on. It's a way of training people's minds to accept the government, you know, as the duly elected. Doesn't matter, 10% of the people voted, well, everybody says, oh, they're duly elected. And that's what I've been trying to get at, is that we need to we need to take away that foundation from the government and build a foundation for freedom.
Well, a foundation and a pillar are two different things, and I'll give you the pillar. I won't give you the foundation, because I don't think voting is the foundation. I think that voting is – I'll give you a pillar. That makes some sense. But it's only one of many, many pillars, and I'd say that the foundation is, hey, look, government is a gang of people who don't mind using violence in order to get what they want, and I'd like you to explain to me the difference in that gang. And, you know, voting all in there and everything, but it's not, you know, it's if the point that we've made on the show many times is that more people have not voted in history of the United States than have voted in the history of the United States. And if not voting worked to do anything, then we would not have we would be at freedom at this point. But in fact, not voting does nothing more than voting does, and I'd say voting does slightly more because, you know, things like Ron Paul. Ron Paul got a little bit of oomph from the whole voting process, and you would say that he was valuable, wouldn't you?
Yes, nothing is ever 100% bad. Nothing is ever 100% good. You're right in that I've never said that not voting is going to just turn things around. The point I'm trying to make here is that if we can get people to accept the idea that voting doesn't legitimize the government. That's what I'm getting at.
Why not just get them to accept the idea that government isn't legitimate?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Here, so the way I see voting is I see voting as a tool, okay, Darren? You know, to me, it's a tool that can be used by somebody who wishes to use violence on their neighbor and elect somebody who would use violence on their neighbor or something like that. And it's a tool that can be used by somebody who wishes to do the opposite, correct?
No, I don't agree with the second part, that it could be used by people to implement liberty.
So, okay, here in the instance of my town, there was a situation going on where they were voting on a truck that was going to fix potholes and stuff like that. It was going to cost them $200,000 truck that they were voting on. It passed by one single vote. I couldn't be there. I was down in Florida begging the governor for a pardon from years and years ago. But if I had been there, I would have been able to change that vote. My one vote would have made a difference in that issue, and I, you know, if I would have voted no, then the people would not have been aggressed against for $200,000, correct?
Okay, I'll go along with that, but it doesn't change the fact that taxes would still exist. I'm not sure I see how that really reflects on
liberty. Okay, if you're going to get robbed in the street corner, would you prefer to get robbed for $100 or would you prefer to get robbed for $50?
I'd prefer not to get robbed at all.
That's not your option today. See, whether you like it or not, and this is the situation with taxes, it doesn't really matter whether you want to get robbed or not. You can decide how much you're going to get robbed by, and every once in a while your vote will make a difference, as it would have in that instance. And I would have been able to save those people, you know, the whatever, however many households, 700 or something households that there are in my town, that $200,000.
That's the game. That's where they play the game, to pull people in, you see. Yeah, then you accept the whole process.
I haven't accepted it, though. You're saying I've accepted it. I haven't.
You just said you wanted to vote.
I consider it aggression.
You just said you wanted to vote on the
truck. Hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment, Darren. 800-259-9231. You can add to this or bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. I'll give you the features on the site free. We've got news updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first. If you're on the news lists, you can get there by going to news.freetalklive.com. Sign up for our email updates or follow our Twitter or Facebook, news.freetalklive.com.
So do you want to know how to give your baby a head start? You can teach your baby to read beginning as early as 3 months old. It's fun and easy to do with the Monkey See, Monkey Do Baby Reading Kit. We got this kit for Jack. I guess it's probably been close to a year now. And he's been reading for 6 months, I think. You can go see the video of my son reading at babyreadingkit.com. And there are several other videos of several other kids. And, you can rest assured that these videos work. Jack started listening maybe at 18 months, and by 24 months was reading his shapes, his colors. Your kid can do it too. It's a great head start for your child in school. It's babyreadingkit.com.
All right, toll free number again, 800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever you want. We've got Darren on the line with us here in Pennsylvania. He is trotting out the discussion about voting here and explaining, basically, let me see if I understand your position so far, Darren, that that voting is a process that legitimizes the state in people's minds, and that's why people shouldn't participate in it.
Yes, that's correct. That's the way I see it.
So,
I mean, I've had people say to me, you know, like if I want to talk about politics to them, they say, well, did you vote? Because I don't talk politics to people who don't vote. You know, I mean, it's that ingrained in them that, oh, you know, voting is such a duty. And even the people that don't vote, they see the government as legitimized by the fact that there's an election, even if they chose not to take part in it.
You know, I'm not going to disagree that there's a certain amount of that going on, but I don't see how you not participating in it really does anything. You know, so you can say that I think I can just with just as much strength and veracity say it's not like the voting process really matters. I mean, anybody who can add realizes that if you picked your vote up from one column, moved it to the other column, that the guy who won was still going to win. Your vote really statistically doesn't matter. It's a largely insignificant task that one does, and when you do it, you're only taking this minute chance that your one vote is going to matter.
Well, they move it from one column to the other with changing the district boundaries, you know?
Sure. I understand the tricks that go into voting.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I gave you an example where at my town meeting there was a truck that was purchased, a road truck that was purchased, and it was purchased based on a vote of one vote. And it was $200,000. If I had and my wife had managed to be there, it would have been tabled until the next year, and the people of that of my town would have been saved that you know, tremendous cost, and that vote would have mattered. And I think that it's the best example of how your vote in fact does matter, and how you can stop.
In some cases,
well, in some cases, it can matter. And, you know, you can stop aggression being perpetrated against the vast majority of people who did not show up at town meeting because they didn't know about it, didn't care about it, aren't plugged in enough, or whatever the reason is. They would have been saved. Even the people who voted against it would have been saved. The people who voted for it, we can go ahead and charge their bank accounts.
But in the meantime, the government still is there taxing and taking, you know, they're aggressing against people in other ways.
But it's taxing less.
Yes, but it's still there. I'm saying I'm trying to say let's do something that can.
But that's
but lead us.
The point that
I guess I'm,
lead. There's no evidence, though, Darren. That's what I'm trying to get through to you is the not voting thing has been occurring. It's been occurring since we've had voting in the United States, and the government leaving things that's been going the opposite direction.
Right. You know, I see from all this, and I'm somebody who has struggled with this issue. Mark, I mean, you've been on the air with me when I've been struggling with this issue, and I've since come to resolve that I don't have a problem with voting. I certainly don't see any reason to do it at the federal level, but I have seen evidence here in New Hampshire, for instance, where, you know, votes can make a difference. And I understand that the system is aggressive and that regardless of how the election comes out, people will continue to be aggressed against. But I don't have a problem with, you know, even if it's just a little bit of input, having some level of input in how much aggression is going on. I don't see that there's anything wrong with doing that. Would you say that people are wrong for participating in the voting process?
Yes, definitely.
So would it be wrong of me, for instance, if you know, if the vote was to murder somebody publicly, that if I were to vote against that and, you know, I would save somebody's life, would it be wrong of me to do that?
Well, now you're getting into these theoretical things.
Well, no, it's not theoretical. It's not.
Nobody's going to put out on a referendum.
It's not. No, that's probably true. You're probably right about that. But Mark's example is a real example where $200,000 was not taken from people it was taken from people because it did pass by one vote. But it theoretically could have not passed had Mark actually been there to vote against it. Unfortunately, he wasn't. And so he could have saved those people from at least an additional level of aggression. Sure, the tax man's still going to threaten them, and sure, they're still going to pay up, but they don't have to pay. They wouldn't have had to have paid as much. You're saying it would be wrong to prevent those people from having that money, that extra money, stolen from them.
No, I didn't say it would be wrong to keep that extra money from being stolen from them. What I'm trying to say is that by participating in the vote, you're keeping people engaged in the system and supporting the government.
So
people to move away mentally from the government. Then they can.
But they're not doing that, Darren. That's the point. You've got more than 200 years worth of evidence that this crap isn't working. Abandon it.
What crap?
The idea that not voting has anything to do with the government.
Nobody's ever tried to do a campaign to tell people, look, it's okay not to vote.
It's done all the time.
Don't vote today.
We've been hearing it on Free Talk Live plenty. But, you know, if that's what you want for your campaign, man, go ahead and do it. But to say that other people are wrong for wanting to protect their neighbors against the aggression of government by using the voting process. That's what you said, yes.
You did say that when I asked you.
You absolutely said this. And I'd like to ask you another question,
Darren. You can take it back if you'd like, but that is what you said when I asked you the question about the murder vote.
No, I didn't hear the part about using the voting process. When you said, I did say that, yes.
No, okay, so as long as you're using the governmental process, no matter what you do, you're aggressing against your neighbors, even if you're trying to prevent your neighbors being aggressed against.
That's what you think you're doing, yes. I mean, I understand that a lot of people are out there running for office and voting and all that stuff. They think they're doing good.
So was it wrong for Andrew Carroll, who is a professed anarchist, to run for political office?
An anarchist runs for office. Hmm.
That's right. Was that wrong of them to do
that? The only way I could see somebody, an anarchist, running for office is if you actually get on the ballot and then tell people not to vote. I mean, I don't.
Well, that's because apparently are the arbiter of all things anarchist.
I have my opinion. I'm entitled to
it. Okay, you certainly are, and I think Andrew Carroll also has his opinion, and he's entitled to it. And I don't want to speak for him, but I think that his intention in running for a political office was to bring the ideas of freedom to people's minds, so they could consider those as a potential option. Because there's some level of attention that is being brought to the political process, and should he have been elected, it's very likely that he would have voted in a very principled manner.
Darren, I can totally see why you might be jaded living in Pennsylvania about the voting process. However, because your vote doesn't matter in Pennsylvania. It really doesn't matter. Don't vote in Pennsylvania. You're wasting your time. But if you move to New Hampshire, your vote really will matter. There's other people like you that believe the same way you do here. Some of them are participating in the process. Some of them aren't. But I'd like to ask you one more thing about the voting process that I think it might be something you haven't considered yet is... You get added to juries by voting. Oftentimes, they take it from the voter rolls, the juries. And if you get the opportunity to get on a jury, would voting to free an innocent person charged with a crime that they, a crime with no victim, would that be aggression?
That's a good question. I'd like to hear your answer, Darren. If you can hang on, we'll bring you back at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything just by dialing in toll-free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can support the show, considering we give you the site for free and the show for free. You can support us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options. And we had a bug that cropped up over the past few days that has been resolved. So now if you click into the AMP section of the secure area, you should be able to see everything. There was a problem where the page just wasn't coming up for people that weren't logged in. That should be resolved. So head on over, become a Free Talk Live amplifier, and get perks like access to the AMP Only Call-In Lines forum, podcast, and more. Get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Darren on the line with us in Pennsylvania. He is bringing up the voting issue and whether or not it is somehow wrong or is morally correct to participate in the voting process. He is vehemently against it, believes that it grants legitimacy to the government. And, of course, as I pointed out in the past, and I haven't brought it up yet tonight, although he acknowledges that even if this were to be the case, the government wouldn't go away, that if no one voted, the government wouldn't go away. We've seen evidence of that, wherein 0% turnout happens, and sure enough, the government continues on. Because voting really doesn't have much of a factor on whether or not people obey the government or consider it legitimate. What is a factor is how people just generally think about government. And I think that maybe voting is a smidgen of that, but
it doesn't really seem to be that critical to me. It's,
somehow I've managed to get from the point of, you know, a Republican to extraordinarily small government without giving up the voting thing. I mean, does that mean that nobody else could? I'm the only one?
Right. It just doesn't seem to be the real crux of the issue as to how people feel about government. But some people really feel like this is a critical matter. And I think that voting, as ineffective as it is in many cases, can be useful. And as you pointed out, Mark, here in New Hampshire, the voting process is smaller. The districts are smaller. The amount of votes that are cast are smaller. So your vote actually can make a difference.
Plus, there are candidates and issues that it makes a difference on. I mean,
if
I was any place else, if I was in, you know, Pennsylvania or Quebec or something like that, I wouldn't care either.
Yeah, there are real principled people that are actually running through the political system to try to make a difference. And I agree that the political system sucks and that it's inefficient and that it's probably the most the worst way to try to garner more liberty for ourselves. But to say that it's impossible through the system, I don't think is true, because we've seen changes. I mean, there was the knife legislation that went through recently that completely legalized all manner of carrying any sort of knife here in New Hampshire.
More freedom, not less.
And that was done because a lady named Jen Coffey, a Free State Project participant, I believe, ran for political office back in 2008, and people voted her into office. So, you know, there's some really undeniable stuff going on here. But all that aside, Mark, you had asked Darren what I thought was a pretty challenging question. And I want you to recap the question here real quick for anybody just tuning in. And I think, Darren, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, great. Go
okay,
ahead,
so there's this aspect of voting which includes being put on juries. In many, many, many places this is the case, that they get their jury pool from the voter registry. And if you are on the registry, you get an opportunity to go to participate in the jury system, where you will be, you know, say on a jury of 12 or 9 people. And you will then be able to vote. And in there, it's one vote. If it's a criminal situation, it's one vote will hang the jury. And so, I mean, there's no denying that your vote matters in this particular instance. So, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but I was talking about voting in elections.
You won't get the opportunity. Darren, the point I'm making is if you're not registered to vote in the election, you will not have the opportunity.
Well, what's the difference anyway, Mark? It's a vote's a vote, and this is a vote. You're describing just a different kind of vote. It's still working within the system.
It's the government.
So if they put you on a jury and you don't have a choice about it, that's a little bit.
Sure you do. You can always come up with excuses. You can always come up with reasons why you can't be on the jury. You could go in there and you could make crap up as to, you know, why you can't be on the jury.
Yes, that's true. I didn't say you couldn't. I'm just saying if they put you on the jury and you don't have a choice about it.
You do have a choice.
And people want to get out of jury duty, they can get out of it. I understand that.
Is voting on the jury aggression?
Again, if you're there without a choice, you're there without a choice.
I'm not asking about the government. I'm asking about if you made the claim that casting a vote is an act of aggression. And I'm asking you.
In an election. I was talking about elections. I was not talking about juries.
Well, I'm asking you right now. I'm asking you, is casting a vote while you're on a jury, a panel of 9 or 12 people, where your one vote really matters because it'll hang that jury, is that an act of aggression?
Got to think on my feet, don't I?
It's because you have a fallacious stand.
I don't give any thought to the jury business. I suppose if you object to the whole jury system, you could just say, no, I'm not going to participate. I don't know. I'm not sure
not participate.
I'm honestly not sure what to say.
It's a fair answer.
I was talking about elections.
We understand. You've repeated yourself several times on that point. We've talked about elections. Right. Now we're asking you a related question, because what your stance is on elections is that participation grants legitimacy to the governmental process. Does also participating on a jury grant a similar amount of legitimacy, or more or less?
Yes, it would be granting legitimacy to that process.
So it doesn't matter. Wait a minute, Mark. Hold on, Mark. So to you, it doesn't matter that Look, I agree with you, Darren, that the system sucks, right? It's terrible, it's aggressive, it's awful, but it is what it is, and it's there, and people are forced into it. So people, on a regular basis, are forced to these trials, these show trials, these shams, you know, on charges that are, you know, nonsense, like selling a hamburger to somebody, or having a plant in their pocket, or something like that. So given the opportunity to serve on a jury like that, you and perhaps use jury nullification to set that person free, you would instead just object to it because it would grant legitimacy to the system. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-25, the silence was an answer as far as I'm concerned.
It's a stance that so many people have decided to adopt relatively recently, and I just don't think it holds water. I've talked to some people that are pretty good at it, and Darren seems like he gets it to some extent, and they just can't manage to get around some of these issues. And, I don't think you have any obligation to go vote, in the same way you don't have the obligation to pick up somebody's wallet that you saw them drop in the street and return it to them. I just think that it's an opportunity to do something nice for your neighbor.
Yeah,
and hopefully for yourself in the process.
And I don't fool myself into believing that voting is really significant. I mean, in most cases, it's not. In most cases, your vote won't make a difference. I think that's all true. But I don't think it grants legitimacy to the system.
Right.
I think it's just a defensive move.
Just because it's statistically insignificant doesn't make it evil.
And just because people who are steeped in the system believe it's so important doesn't make it that way. It doesn't mean what they believe is true about it. In fact, most people don't really believe that voting is very important. Look, the numbers prove it. They don't vote. Most people don't vote. They accept that whatever happens is going to be screwing to them either way, whether it's Republicans or Democrats or whoever ends up getting in, or whether the issue passes or not. They feel like they're screwed. They feel like they can't fight City Hall. So why bother go down and do it? What matters is how people see the government in general. Do people see the government as something that is beneficial to them, that is something that's necessary, some sort of necessary evil, or do they see it as just despicable and unnecessary and they want to get rid of it? What do people think about the government? Because as long as they see the government as legitimate in general, then they're going to keep participating with it. They're going to keep obeying it. And to me, what matters is whether or not people obey the government, whether people will pay the government. And if I really wanted to hold Darren's feet to the flames, and he's gone now, but if I really wanted to hold his feet to the flames, I'd ask him if he pays taxes. Well, you pay taxes? Well, wait, doesn't paying taxes grant legitimacy to the system? I would think so. In fact, I would say paying taxes grants far more legitimacy to the system than does voting.
I would, that one's clear and obvious. Most people don't have what it takes, myself included, to refuse to pay these sort of mandatory taxes out there.
I don't blame it. And you could point out that, yeah, you're choosing to vote versus you can't choose to pay taxes. But
you do choose to pay taxes.
Right. You can choose to not pay taxes.
Choosing not to vote is this cheap out of, well, you're not supporting the system and stuff.
It's the no-risk. It's the no-risk choice, right? But not voting has no risks attached to it. But not paying taxes has a little bit more risk attached to it. And as soon as people are willing to actually take some risks for liberty, then maybe we'll get somewhere. But if you think that you can get to freedom just by not voting and telling everybody else not to vote, that's not going to be the case. So as long as the voting process exists and there are reasons to go out and participate in it, like a decent, principled, liberty-minded candidate, I'll keep participating in it. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.